Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Ukraine's president is urging G7 countries to provide more anti-air defenses today. Ukraine's state emergency services say Russian airstrikes this week killed at least 20 people. The attacks come after a bridge that linked Russian-occupied Crimea to Russia was damaged in a blast over the weekend. NPR's Yulian Haidar joins us from Kyiv. What are things like there today, Yulian?
Hi. Well, we woke up today pretty much like we did yesterday to sounds of air raid sirens and emergency alerts on our phone. The biggest difference today, though, at least in Kyiv, was that we didn't hear the sounds of explosions nearby, thankfully. Ukraine's Air Force says that it's stepped up its air defense efforts, and so far there haven't been any strikes in Kyiv yet, knock on wood. And after about 5 hours, we got the all-clear signal. Still, that's a really big break from how things have usually been in Kyiv in the last several months. Since the springtime, the war has really shifted to the south and the east of Ukraine, hundreds of miles from where I'm sitting right now. The mayor says that 3 million people have returned since Russia tried to capture the city in March. And people had gotten used to just ignoring occasional air raid sirens. Today, though, businesses are closed. Public transit is at a standstill. School kids are getting their lessons in subway tunnels. Unfortunately, that has not been the case everywhere in Ukraine. It's not been as peaceful in Western Ukraine, for example, in Lviv, which until yesterday hadn't seen a strike since April. They're still struggling to get their electricity back up and running today. According to the mayor, about 30% of the city is still out of power after more attacks, and he's called on residents to bottle up water while they can.
You know, I've also seen reports of residents returning to their basement bomb shelters. Tell us more about the extent of the damage and what the effect is on people there.
Yeah, well, Russian President Vladimir Putin said yesterday that he intended the strikes to destroy strategic and military sites. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the sites overwhelmingly affect the well-being of average civilians.
Вони дві мішені – енергооб'єкти по всій нашій державі. Друга мішень – це люди.
He's saying here that Russia has two goals: to destroy civilian infrastructure and inflict terror on people. The strikes damaged energy infrastructure in close to half of Ukraine's regions. A top official in the administration asked people to conserve energy, avoid doing laundry, stop using elevators or electrical appliances, to give workers a chance to repair damaged electrical infrastructure. The country also stopped exporting electricity to the EU, which is a major source of income for Ukraine at this time. The energy ministry said that they were prioritizing power also to hospitals and other essential services.
Zelensky was really talking about the terror that's being inflicted there on the people, right?
Yeah, so the civilian death toll has been, thankfully, relatively low compared to some of the more horrific attacks we've seen in southern and eastern cities. But the difference is that a lot of people saw and heard the attacks over the last couple days. Like I mentioned, our NPR team here in Kyiv could hear blasts outside of our window during breakfast yesterday. Two of the rockets landed at the quad of Ukraine's National University. Perhaps ironically, the Russian language department there saw heavy damage. Ukraine's culture ministry says that two museums and a National Philharmonic were damaged. Last night, President Zelensky recorded his daily address right next to the hall where Ukrainians met to declare independence in 1917. Yesterday's attacks there shattered the building's iconic glass roof.
Kyiv бачив різних чужинців.
Zelensky here says that Kyiv has survived historic threats to its existence and that the Russian attacks only make Ukraine stronger.
Now, President Putin's claiming that the latest escalation is in response to what he calls Ukrainian terrorism after the bridge in Crimea was partly destroyed over the weekend. Have the Ukrainians taken credit for that?
Well, they haven't, at least not officially, and they likely won't, because Ukrainians do worry about anything that might be seen as a pretext for Russia to attack more indiscriminately across Ukraine. Since the bridge blasts, ballistic experts have also raised more questions than answers about whether Ukraine was even capable of such a blast. President Biden's national security spokesperson John Kirby told CNN yesterday that he thinks that Russia's recent attacks have been in the works for a while.
When you look at the size and scale here of these missile and drone attacks, more than 80 purportedly, that's not the kind of thing that the Russians can just throw together in a couple of days. It likely was something that they had been planning for quite some time. Now, that's not to say that the explosion on the Crimea Bridge might have accelerated some of their planning. I don't know that. But more than likely, this was very much a continuation of Putin's designs over the last several weeks to target specifically Ukrainian civilian infrastructure.
Remember that nearly 2 weeks ago, when President Putin signed the documents to forcibly annex four Ukrainian regions, he said he wasn't bluffing about using heavier weapons to defend land that he believed to be his own, even though Ukraine controls some of it. And on Saturday, Putin appointed a new general to head Russia's war in Ukraine, a man by the name of Serhiy Surovikin, a former Air Force chief who made a name for himself coordinating brutal airstrikes on behalf of the Assad regime in Syria.
So how have Ukrainians responded to this escalation?
Well, as usual, Ukraine says it wants more weapons, but instead of weapons to shoot at Russian positions, they want more air defense systems now. So far, the U.S. and Germany have promised help, but Ukraine says it can't sustain many more days like these. President Zelensky just wrapped up a meeting a few hours ago with the G7 leaders where he asked for international observers to be stationed on Ukraine's border with Belarus. Many of the attacks originated there. And the country's president, Alexander Lukashenko, said that he's asked for more Russian soldiers to be stationed at the border with Ukraine. Zelensky also asked for help in intercepting and taking down Russia's fleet of Iranian-made explosive drones, like suicide drones, as they're being called here, which have been wreaking havoc for weeks in Ukraine. He suspects Russia has more than 2,400 of them.
Yulian, thank you so much for joining us. NPR's Yulian Haider in Kyiv.
Thank you.